Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're in 1 Corinthians as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
In verse number 17, in verse number 18, in verse number 20, we're going to read when you come together. And then again in verse number 33, when you come together. He's talking about that church that is assembling together in one place. This isn't the time or the place to run rabbits here and teach on a universal church, but this is, the Bible nowhere teaches of a universal church, a universal mystical body of Christ. And again, I won't get on that subject, but every time the word church is used, let me repeat it. Every time that word church is used, and it's used 118 times in our King James Bible in the New Testament, 118 times, every time it's used, it refers to a local visible assembly like the church at Westwood Missionary Baptist Church. For instance, the church which is at Corinth, the church which is at Philippi, the church at Laodicea, and I go on and on. The church, you know, wherever the church is location at, it identifies that local, visible assembly of believers. Again, I'm going to get off on a tangent. Most people teach of a universal, mystical body of Christ that we're all one big church. No, the Bible nowhere teaches that whatsoever. Okay, the only invisible church I know are the members that don't show up on Sunday mornings. Kind of a sideline here, but every time the word church is referred to, every time, it refers to that local visible assembly. Okay, and we'll get to that as we get a little bit farther along. So, for first of all, that when you come together in the church, the word is ecclesia. It always means an assembly, a coming together, a group of soundly saved, scripturally baptized people who are carried out the commands of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, that could be two or three. Jesus said, if there's just two or three gathered together in my name, I'm in the midst of them also. So we see what the church is assembly, okay? And then he says this, I hear that there be divisions among you, and I partly believe it. Now, where did he get this information? Turn back with me to 1 Corinthians chapter number 1 at the beginning of this letter. Beginning in verse number 10. Again, he's referring back to this about the divisions that's in the church. He said, I heard about it, and I'm not there. I've been told about this, and I kind of believe it, if I can paraphrase what he's saying, even though I'm not there, because in verse number 10, it says this in chapter number 1. Now, I beseech you, brethren, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, that there be no divisions among you, but that ye be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. For it has been declared unto me of you by the brethren which were at the house of Chloe. And by the way, they were not tattletales. They were just giving Paul some information. Paul, there's some real difficulties here in the church at Corinth, and we need your help, is what they were saying, by which they're told of the house of Chloe, that there are contentions among you. In verse number 12. Now, this I say, that every one of you saith, I'm of Paul, I'm of Apollos, I'm of Cephas, and some were super spiritual, and said, I'm of Christ. And this is what Paul is referring back in chapter number 11 here. Again, in verse number 18, where he says, I hear that there's division among you, and I partly believe it. And then in verse number 19, he says this, for there must also be heresies among you, that they which are approved may be made manifest among you. So he's mentioned two things already in the church at Corinth in these two verses. Number one, the word divisions we looked at earlier, it's that word for schisms. There were factions, or I could use the word fractions, actually. They were broken off into different groups. Remember, I'm of Paul. Well, I'm of Cephas. I'm of Peter. Well, I'm of Apollos. Well, I'm of Christ. There are different groups. And Paul said, don't you know we're all in one together in that church setting at Corinth? So he mentioned this thing about divisions. And in verse number 19, he uses the word heresies. Heresies. The word heresies literally means it's a sect S-E-C-T, are groups of men or women who follow their own tenets and teachings, not from Scripture, but it's their own teach. That's why often the church uses that word. They're heretics, that their teaching does not line up with the teaching of the church. In other words, whatever church group you hear, whether it's in the Baptist faith, here sometimes in the Catholic faith, well, they're heretics. We burn them at the stake. And what that means is they don't line up with the teachings of the church. And so hence the name heretics or heresies, it means that they don't line up with the church, with that teaching. And Paul is saying there's some teachings in the church at Corinth that don't line up with what I taught for 18 months. Remember, Paul was there for 18 months, and he taught them. And now people are bringing their own point of view. By the way, this may sound harsh, but I don't really care what you think, what the Bible says. I don't know what the Bible says, okay? When he says, well, I think, well, I understand, I appreciate what you think, but really, we don't go by on each other's opinions. When I think of that, Dr. Rick Adams, his wife just passed away. Did I tell you June Adams passed? June Adams passed a couple weeks ago. And Doc Adams was my Bible teacher. I love Doc Adams, one of my favorite guys. He passed a few years back. And he said this, opinions are like armpits. Everybody has two, and they both stink. So when somebody gives their opinion, I understand, but really, what does the Bible say? And that's what happens when heresies prop up. Well, here's what I think, you know. That's why you get different viewpoints in a church. And by the way, it can become very dangerous in a church. That's why churches split over different. Sometimes, let me just pause right here. They split more on personalities than they do doctrine. I'll say that. Church splits come mainly from personalities, you know, because they're fighting amongst each other. But it does take place in some churches. They will split over church doctrine because somebody has brought something in that's contrary to what they've been taught, Some people start following that, and well, they leave that church and they start another church right down the road called Unity Baptist or something. I think that's kind of funny. You get the point, you know, or whatever, Unity or Fellowship Baptist or Love One Another Baptist, whatever it would be, you know, kind of a sideline. But anyway, so already we see that there's problems in the church. Divisions, then there's select human viewpoints, things that are being taught and said that violate Scripture. Now notice verse number 20, very important verse. So when you come together as a church assembly, therefore into one place, notice again, it's in one place. They're not scattered. They assemble and into one place. And by the way, you understand that this building does not make up a church. This building is not the church. Amen. The members are what make up the church. We can meet under the tree out here. There's no tree out here. There used to be a tree and we knocked it down. Okay. We can meet in trees by the lake back here and still have church because that's the assembly of believers. It's not the building, okay? But the point is, when we come together, wherever it is, notice what he says here. This is not to eat the Lord's Supper. I repeat, now remember, I'm not writing this. I'm just telling you what the Apostle Paul wrote under the inspirations of the Holy Spirit. When you come together into one place, if I could paraphrase, this is not the time to eat or partake of the Lord's Supper. Why, Paul? Because number one, there's divisions among you. If there's church fightings and factions, that is not the time to observe the Lord's Supper. If you're not united, if you're not together, Paul said, you don't observe the Lord's Supper.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. Do you have any questions or comments for Pastor Lanier? You can submit your remarks and questions to Dr. Walt Lanier by visiting westwoodgospeltime.com. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. Pastor Lanier will receive your questions or comments and answer you. That's westwoodgospeltime.com. And click on Send a Message. We look forward to hearing from you. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.